Imam Hussein alayhi salam left Mecca on Tuesday the 3rd or 4th of Zilhijjah, 60th after Hijrah, that is, on the day of Muslims' martyrdom. Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Jurayr Tabari Imami, in his book Dala'ilul Imama, says, Abu Muhammad Sufyan ibn Bukay from his father Bukay, and he from his uncle heard that he said, Abu Muhammad Baghdadi and Zurarat ibn Khalaj told me, we met Hussein alayhi salam 3 days prior to his movement towards Iraq. We informed him about the weakness of the Kufians and that their hearts were with him but their swords were against him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam pointed his blessed hand towards the sky. The gates of the sky opened, and innumerable angels whose number is not known to anyone except the Almighty Allah came to him. Imam alayhi salam said, it was not for the casualty in this world, and had not the fixed time arrived, I would fight them with these powers. But I know with certainty that the place of martyrdom of me and my companions is there, from where none but my son Ali would be safe. It is mentioned in narrations that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to proceed towards Iraq, he stood up and gave a sermon and said,
Alhamdulillah ma sha'a Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sallallahu ala rasulihi wa alihi wa sallam.
All praise is for the Almighty Allah, and only His will prevails, and power and strength is not available except from Allah. Substance, too, is only from Him. And may Allah's mercy be upon His revered messenger and His progeny, and may Allah shed His peace on him.
خط الموت على ولد آدم ما خط القلادة على جيد الفتاة وما أولهني إلى اشتياق أسلافي اشتياق يعقوب إلى يوسف وخير لي مصرع أنا لاقيه كأني بأوصالي تقطعها ذئاب الفلوات بين النواويس وكربلاء فيملأن مني أكراشا جوفا وأجربة سغبا.
The adoration of death on the son of Adam is like the adoration of a necklace on the neck of a maiden's. My longing to meet my predecessors, my grandfather, father, mother and brother, is like the longing of Jacob to meet Joseph. A place for my killing has already been selected, for I must reach. I am as if seeing those wild wolves tearing apart each and every joint of my body between Nawawis and Karbala. How many stomachs shall be filled with me, my flesh and blood? And how many leather bags stuffed with my stuff.
لا محيص عن يوم خط بالقلم رضا الله رضانا أهل البيت نصبر على بلائه ويوفينا أجور الصابرين لن تشذ عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لحمته بل هي مجموعة له في حضيرة القدس تقر بهم عينه وينجز بهم وعده. من كان باذلا فينا مهجته وموطنا على لقاء الله نفسه فليرحل معنا، فإني راحل مصبحا إن شاء الله.
There is no escape from what has been inscribed on this state of destiny. We, the Holy Ahlul Bayt, have considered the happiness of Allah as our happiness, and we perform His tests patiently. He grants us the reward of the patience. Part of the Prophet gets separated from him, but that it returns to him in Hazirat al-Quds, whereby his eyes become bright and his promise fulfilled. Whosoever wished to shed and sacrifice his life on our path and feels gratification of soul in meeting Allah may get ready to march with us, as we are to move next morning, inshallah. Muhammad ibn Dawood Qumi narrates from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, who said, during the night by the end of which Hussein alayhi salam decided to leave Makkah, Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah went to the Imam and said, O my brother, the disloyalty of the people of Kufa to your father and your brother is known to you. I am afraid they will do to you what they had done earlier. If you stay in holy city of Makkah, your respect, honor, and magnanimity would be apparent. Imam replied, my brother, I fear that Yazid ibn Muawiyah may assassinate me in the limits of the holy sanctuary, thereby violating its sanctity. He said, in view of it, you may go towards Yemen or proceed towards the desert. As your dignity is higher than everyone, nobody will touch you. Imam replied, I am considering your proposal. The next morning, Hussein alayhi salam became ready to move. Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah got the news. He rushed to the Imam and held the rein at his camel, saying, didn't you promise to think over my suggestion? Imam replied, yes, I did. He submitted, then why this hurry for moving? Imam said, after you left, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived to tell me, O Hussein, leave this place. Allah certainly wills that He see you slain. He explained, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If it is so, what is the use of taking the womenfolk with you? Hussein alayhi salam replied, the Holy Prophet said, Allah desires to see them in the apparel of captives. Then he said farewell and departed. Thereafter, Hussein alayhi salam continued his journey until he reached Tan'im. There, he came across a caravan led by Buhayr ibn Raysani Himyari, the governor of Yemen, who was carrying gifts for Yazid. Hussein alayhi salam took the gifts in the authority of Ubalayat and told the cameleers, whosoever wishes may come to Iraq with us and enjoy our company. We will completely pay his fare. Those who do not want to accompany us, their fare will be paid by us up to this place. A group accompanied the Imam. The rest of them refrained from doing so. Imam alayhi salam went on until he reached Zat-e-Air and saw Bushr ibn Ghalib, who had arrived from Iraq, and inquired about the situation over there. Bushr said, when I left them, their hearts were with you while their swords were serving Bani Umayyah. The Imam alayhi salam said, O brother Bushr, you are right. Verily, Allah does what He wants, and He commands what He intends. The narrator says, Imam continued to move till he reached Tha'labiyyah. It was noontime. Imam put his blessed head down, took a light sleep, and got up and said, I dreamt that a secret voice was telling me, you are en route and death will take you to paradise. His son Ali said, O dear father, but are we not on the right path? Imam replied, Why not, my son? By the one to whom all have to return, we are en route. Ali replied, Then we have no fear of death. Hussain alayhi salam said, May Allah give you the best reward, which He gives to every child from his father. Imam passed that night there. The next morning, a Kufian man, Abu Harre Azdi Kufi, came to Imam and saluted him. Then he said, O son of the Prophet of Allah, what brought you out of the sanctuary of Allah and the sanctuary of your grandfather, the Prophet of Allah? Hussain alayhi salam said, O Abu Harre, when the Bani Umayyah grabbed my property, I remained patient. When they attacked my honor, I tolerated. Now, as they demanded my blood, I fled. By Allah, this traitor and rebel group will definitely kill me, and Allah will surely make them wear clothes of disgrace, and will make the sword rule over them. Then, Imam alayhi salam marched forward. Narrating the event, some people of Bani Fazare and Bajalli said, We were returning from the journey of Mecca with Zuhayr ibn Qin, when we met Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the way, and were at discomfort to see some women accompanying Imam alayhi salam. Whenever Imam intended to camp, we avoided. One day, Imam descended at a place where we were also obliged to stay at the same spot. When we were eating lunch, the emissary of Imam Hussain alayhi salam arrived and saluted us. Then he told Zuhayr ibn Qin, Imam has called you. All of us threw away the food which was in our hands and became motionless. Zuhayr's wife, Daylam, daughter of Amr, told him, All praise is to Allah. How strange! The son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam summons you, and you do not respond. What happens if you go and listen to your Imam? Zuhayr approached Imam and soon returned happily with a bright face. Then he gave instructions for pulling down the tent and stable, and then joined Imam Hussain alayhi salam with his luggage tent. Then Zuhayr told his wife, You are divorced, my dear wife, because I do not want you to see in our common life anything but fear and comfort. I have decided to remain in the service of Imam and sacrifice my body and soul for him. Then he gave his property to her and dispatched her to her family with one of her cousins. While leaving her husband, the woman got up and said, Allah may grant good to you. I request you to remember me when you meet the grandfather of Hussain alayhi salam in the hereafter. Then Zuhayr said to his friends, Anyone who wants to be with us may do so. Otherwise, this is our last meeting. When Hussain alayhi salam reached the terminal of Zubale, the news of the martyrdom of Muslim reached him. When this news spread, the materialists and those who were after money and were greedy left Imam, and those who were faithful and wise among his companions remained with him. The narrator says, The earth trembled due to the martyrdom of Muslim, and tears rolled from the eyes of onlookers. Then Hussain alayhi salam moved towards the place where Allah had summoned him and encountered Farazdaq. After saluting Imam, Farazdaq asked, O son of the cousin of the Prophet, how do you trust the Kufis who killed your cousin and your Shiites? Tears rolled from the holy eyes of Imam Hussein al-Hassan and said, May Allah have mercy on Muslim. He made his way to heaven seeking Allah. He is now in pleasure and paradise. He fulfilled his duty, and our responsibility remains. Thereafter, he recited the following couplets.
فَإِن تَكُنِ الدُّنْيَا تُعَدُّ نَفِيسَةً فَإِنَّ ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ أَعْلَى وَأَنْبَلُ وَإِن تَكُنِ الْأَبْدَانُ لِلْمَوْتِ أُنْشِئَتْ فقتل امرئ بالسيف في الله أفضل وإن تكن الأرزاق قسما مقدرا فقلة حرص المرء في السعي أجمل وإن تكن الأموال للترك جمعها فما بال متروك به المرء يبخل.
If the world is considered a precious thing, then the reward from Allah is more precious and valuable. And if bodies have been created for death, martyrdom in the path of Allah is higher than that. And if provision has already been destined, then how nice is it to be less greedy in searching it? And if the treasured property has to be left behind, then why man should be stingy in spending the wealth which has to be left? The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam wrote a letter to Sulaiman ibn Surad, Musayyib ibn Najbi, Rufat ibn Shaddad, and some of the Shiites of Kufa, and sent it through Qais ibn Musahhir al-Saydabi. When Qais approached Kufa, he was stopped by Ibn Ziyad's official, Hasin ibn Numair. He began to inquire of him. Qais tore the letter of Imam and destroyed it. Hasin sent him to Ibn Ziyad. When he was taken to Ibn Ziyad, he asked, Who are you? Qais said, I am one of the friends of Amir al-Mu'mineen and his son. Ibn Ziyad said, Why did you tear the letter? Qais replied, So that you may not know what was written in it. Ibn Ziyad said, Who had written it and to whom? Qais said, From Hussein alayhi salam to a group of Kufis whose names I do not know. Ibn Ziyad became angry and said, By Allah, I will not let you go until you give me their names. Now go up to the pulpit and curse Hussein and his father and brother. Otherwise, I will cut you into pieces. Qais replied, I will never tell their names. And as regards to condemnation, I have no words. Then Qais went to pulpit, praised Allah, sent salutations to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, pleaded for mercy of Allah on Ali and his sons, and condemned Ibn Ziyad and his father, and likewise all the stubborn fellows of Bani Umayyah up to the last of them. Thereafter he said, O people, I am the messenger of Hussein alayhi salam to you. I have left him at such and such point. Accept and respond to his call and invitation. This news reached Ibn Ziyad. He ordered that Qais be thrown down from the top of his palace wall. Thus, he was martyred. The news of martyrdom of Qais reached Imam Hussein ibn Hassan. Tears rolled from his blessings. He said, O Lord, provide holy and honorable abodes for our companions and us, and bring them and us under the cover of thy mercy, as thou art mighty over everything. It is mentioned in one of the narrations that Imam Hussein alayhi salam sent this letter from Hajjaj. It is also said that there were more too. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam marched up the distance 2 stations from Kufa when he confronted Hurr ibn Yazid, who was with 1,000 riders. Hussein alayhi salam said to Hurr, "Are you with us or against us?" Hurr replied, "Rather, O Abu Abdullah, against you." Imam alayhi salam said,
"لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم."
There was a lengthy conversation between the two, at the end of which Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Now that you are differing from the writings and your apostles, I am returning to the place from where I have come." Hur and his army opposed this proposal and prevented him. Hur said, "O son of the Prophet, take a route which leads neither to Kufa nor to Medina, so that I may say to Ibn Ziyad as an excuse that you avoided us in the way." Imam alayhi salam continued his journey towards left till he reached Uzaybul Hajanat. It is said that at this place, a letter of Ibn Ziyad reached Hur, rebuking Hur for his soft attitude towards Hussein alayhi salam, and he was ordered to harass and inconvenience the Imam alayhi salam. Hur came in the way of the Imam and prevented him from proceeding further. Hussein alayhi salam said, "Did you not demand the change in my route?" Hur replied, "Of course. But here is the letter of the Emir, which orders me to tighten the path for you. He has appointed spies over me, so that I should obey his command." The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam stood up in front of his friends to give an address. After praising Allah, he mentioned his grandfather and invoked blessings on him and said, "You can see the situation in which we have fallen. The world has changed. It is showing its ugly face to us and holding back its goodness. Nothing has remained from it but just a sip at bottom of a glass. Life appears to be mean and baseless, just like an unpalatable grassland. Don't you see that truth has been deserted and falsehood is practiced? How nice if a faithful longs to meet his Lord through a martyrdom in his path. It is so because I do not see death, but prosperity, and living with the oppressors, nothing but condemnation." Then Zuhayr ibn Qayn got up and said, "May Allah keep us steadfast on the path of guidance and in your service. We heard your words. If we are to continue living in this world, we prefer to follow you in any situation." Hilal ibn Nafi Bajali rose from his place and said, "By Allah, we do not regard meeting our Lord unpalatable, and we are always steadfast in your intentions and insight. We are friends of your friend and enemies of your enemy." Then Burayr ibn Khuzair got up and submitted, "O son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by Allah, Allah has favored us by keeping us in your company so that our limbs get torn into pieces and your grandfather may be the intercessor for us in the hereafter." Thereafter, Hussein alayhi salam got up and rode and moved on. The army of Hur was sometimes obstructing him and sometimes moving with him until Imam reached Karbala. It was the 2nd of Muharram. Then he asked, "What land is this?" It was said, "Karbala." Imam said,
انزلوا، ها هنا والله محط ركابنا وسفك دمائنا، ها هنا والله محط قبورنا، وها هنا والله سبي حريمنا. بهذا حدثني جدي.
Get down, because this is the place for our camping and for the floor. This is the land of our parents. By Allah, this is the place where our women folk will be taken captives. And my grandfather has given this news. All came down, or also descended aside along with his army. Hussein alayhi salam sought to sharpen his sword and said,
Ya dahr uffil laka min khalil, kam laka bil ishraq wal asil, min talib wa sahib qatil, wa dahr la yaqna bil badil, وإنما الأمر إلى الجليل، وكل حي سالك سبيلي، ما أقرب الوعد إلى الرحيل، إلى جنان وإلى مقيل.
Woe unto you, O world, what a bad friend you are, and how much was for you every night and every morn. How many of your seekers have been killed? But it is this world which does not show contentment. Verily, every affair is with the Lord, and every living one has a path before him. How near is the promised time for moving towards Allah's paradise? The narrator says, Zainab, daughter of Fatima alayhim as-salam, heard these words and exclaimed, O my brother, these are the words of one who is certain about his death. Hussein alayhi as-salam said, Yes, my sister. Zainab said, Woe unto me! Hussein alayhi as-salam gives me news of his own death. It is said that the woman wept in fearful faces. Umm Kulthum cried out, Oh, Muhammad! Hussein alayhi salam consoled his sister and said, My sister, be at rest by relying on Allah, as the residents of the sky do die, and the residents of the earth also do not remain in their place, and all will die except Allah. Then he said, O my sister Umm Kulthum, and you Zainab, and you O Ruqayyah, and you Fatima, and you Rubab, look, do not rend your collar, do not scratch your face, and do not utter unjust words after my martyrdom. As per another narration, when Zainab heard the couplets, she was alone in her place without any lady besides her. Barefooted, with her clothes sweeping the ground, she reached her brother and said, Woe unto me! Would that death liberate me from this life? It seems as if today I have lost my mother Fatima Zahra, my father Ali al-Murtadha, and my brother Hassan al-Mujtaba. O you, the successor of the deceased, and the shelter of the survivors! Hussein alayhi salam threw a glance at his sister and said, O my sister, do not lose patience. She replied, May my father and mother be sacrificed for you, and so may I be sacrificed for you. Are you to attain martyrdom soon? However, she swallowed choking words. Her holy eyes became tearful. Then he said, Alas, If the bird named Tehta is left in repose during night, it would go to sleep. She said, Oh, do you throw yourself in wrath? Are you injuring my heart still further? It is more unpleasant to me. Then she rend her collar and faint. Imam alayhi salam got up, poured water on her face until she regained conscious. Then he assured her and reminded her of death of her father and grandfather. Peace be upon them all. One of the probable motives which caused Hussein alayhi salam to take his family members and womenfolk with him was that if Imam alayhi salam had left his family in Hijaz or in any other city, Yazid the Cursed would have come to know about it. He would have sent someone to arrest them and would have made them helpless and would have behaved very harshly with them. And this could have prevented Hussein alayhi salam from jihad and martyrdom. It was likely that for taking care of his family and womenfolk, he might have missed attaining lofty martyrdom.